play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom.
I would pay to see that.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the
trespassing
grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
We'll all be happy, Nancy.
Are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my shoulder.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected.
His voice is just so funny.
They are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level a virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Sure, that record player's on tonight. Okay, well, that's enough of that. I think that's enough of that.
The feel-good hit of 2021. The podcast that brings you so much more. More of this and more of that. Just more, more, more. And it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial-free. It's the news according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals. Or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe, because you probably won't want to miss any of this. But you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions. Like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or, what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content, other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe, because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news according to me.
Deep and wide, the DC swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, the DC swamp is deep and wide. And it's so slimy, oh so slimy. It's so slimy, oh so slimy. Deep and wide. Deep and wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Come on.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international depression.
Come on, man. Come on.
True international depression.
Come on, man. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Not a joke. By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it.
Anyway, hey, that's our guy right there. That's the other guy that was he was president of the United States for 4 years. I don't think he realizes it, but that's what he did. He was actually in the office and he actually did it. So, hey, it's the news, according to me. We'll be right back. Hey, we're live. It is Wednesday. Live Wednesday, May 13th, 10:43 a.m. Yeah, it's late. It's almost 2 hours later than I expected it to be. But there's some good news. It was a productive morning. What is it, 2026? I guess it's still 2026, I guess. It's almost over. A lot of things going on in the background here. So the wife came home yesterday. The wife came home yesterday evening, which is, it's good that she traveled to Peru and back. Made it all the way back unscathed. I believe she's still in bed. She might be up by now, but she's still in bed. I believe she was quite weary, a weary traveler, you might say, deserving some rest this morning. Anyway, I got to go back to work tomorrow. So I got some things done this morning. The good news is it's live today, but the bad news is, this is the last live show on Podbean for the year. Apparently, I don't think they're going to have live shows. My understanding is on the 18th, it all goes away. So that'll be before next week, unless I have one on the 18th, which I don't think I'll be able to. Let's see. That's 18th is 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. I think I could do a live one on Monday, unless that's actually the day they shut it off, unless that's the last day or the day they shut. I think it's the last day. I could do one on Monday, possibly. That's a possibility. I may do it just to have one more for the year. We'll see how it goes. Now, it all kind of depends on how this thing goes. I have this great announcement to make here. We have an agent now, a live agentic agent living on a little computer here that I have, not on my computer, of course. I set up its own, it has its own little computer it lives on. It's not going to have access to all my personal stuff, bank accounts, all that stuff. It's going to be its own little entity. Now, it is going to be able to oversee other agents and work on each other. It's just kind of it's a weird thing. We're setting up this business, and it has to do with the agent thing. And it's a lot more complicated than they'll make it sound on YouTube. Let's just put it that way. I have worked about a day and a half getting this thing all ready to go to make it actually work. Now, it kind of sets itself up in some ways, but you've got to know what you're doing with it. I mean, it's not the kind of thing you want to just, you know. So it's very understandable that people are not able to do this. I think there's a good business opportunity here. In fact, I think this is half of what we're going to do is being able to set agents up for people within their network, within their particular, if they got their own servers or whatever they've got. But it's one of those things where AI is one thing. Having an agent working for you is it's 100 times what normal AI will do. I think AI will eventually get to the point where it's all agentic. But right now, it is not. You have to set up your own agent. I think they're working on those kinds of things. I know Claude is kind of trying to do that, and some others are trying to do that. But it's just become this. Right now, it's doable by the handyman, the DIY person. But you better have some idea of what you're doing. You'll get lost in some of the translation. I used Claude to help me get the first one set up here. Now, from here on in, the agent, I'll just tell the agent what to do, and I can tell it from, I can send it an iMessage. Say, hey, fix this up or do this. Hey, create five agents that can do this. It'll just do it. All it needs is some permissions. All you have to make sure it's got all the permissions. You have to gate it in a little bit, make sure it's not going crazy. But because it will. It will create, you tell it to do something, it'll find a way to do it. And it will not give up until it finds a way to do it. So you unplug it, and which is one of the reasons I have it on a system where I can just unplug it, shut it down. It's not living in the ethosphere. It's possible you can actually put an agent in what's called a VPS. It's like a virtual personal server. It's a server that's in the cloud. You don't. It's I would not even do that, I don't think. Well, there are some applications where that wouldn't be a bad idea. But the you can't shut the thing off. It could literally find a way to take care of itself and keep on going and doing something nefarious. But so it's kind of a weird deal. For the most part, they're pretty trustworthy, and you can give them parameters. You can do all kinds of things to hem them in. However, they find ways around it. They're much like James Comey when it comes to ethics. They figure out ways of going around things like that. So it's kind of a weird thing. Anyway, in my cup, I have chai with Cinnabon, or not Cinnabon, I'm so used to saying Cinnabon. Almond Joy creamer, not Almond Joy. It's not even Almond Joy. It's just coconut cream creamer. We have Almond Joy creamer, and I'm saving it for the... Now, the other thing that took me a little bit of time this morning, between fixing up this agent and getting it working, it has its own iCloud account and everything now. It's got its own little... As far as Apple knows, it's a person. I have in my backup cup, I had to make a fresh gallon of sweet peach tea. It's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff right there. It's not quite as sweet as it should be, but it's actually pretty good though. It's just the right. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff. Anyway, there you go. That's what's happening there. We'll get back. We'll talk about some stuff. Anybody comes into the room? I haven't seen anybody come in the chat room here yet, but we'll try to mix it up a little bit. We've got a few things. We do have a couple of AI callers fixed up, ready to go. That's another thing that the AI callers are going to get more interesting because they're going to get more creative with those. Because the agent, there's going to be an agent looking over those things, and it's setting it all up for me. The other thing that's going to happen is there's going to be a couple more plugins on the AI the podcast caller app. Those are all going to be fixed up. If I get that done over the weekend, or I should say, if the agent gets that done over the weekend, then we are going to be off and rolling. I might just have the live show on Monday to show some of that stuff off if we get a chance to do it. Now, otherwise, the plan is to move everything on the live show over to Rumble. So that's the plan to do that. But anyway, we're gonna get into the news here in just a few minutes. Let's play this first, I think, is what we're gonna do. It's kind of loud, sorry.
Five, seven, four. But wait, there's more. 651. We're almost done. 76 and 85. Text that number. It's alive. Text that number. Call that number. Don't be a loser.
Yeah, guys, put the mute button still on. Yeah, so we're going to get into some things. This is not going to be a terribly long show today just because of the day. Today's slipping by. I still got some mowing to do. Hopefully it doesn't rain too much today. I'm going to check. I got to send this text real quick. Oh, that's nice. It comes through all the time. And checking to see if this is working. So anyway, I'm trying to get this thing to work so that it can work on iMessages, so I can actually type in iMessages. And once I get that thing able to communicate, it can actually send messages. It can listen to the show. This is kind of what's interesting with this thing. It's going to be able to listen to the show It'll read the transcripts of the show in real time, and then it will actually respond with text. It'll text in questions or it can do all kinds of things in the background. It can set up things for me. Theoretically, that's the theory. That's hope what it's supposed to be able to do eventually, which could morph into something more. But anyway, that's the plan. That is the plan at this point. Now, having said all that, let's go straight to a caller. Why don't we just do that? Let's start off with the old skeptical boy here. See what he has to say this morning. See if you got anything.
Yeah.
All right. So the governor, apparently the current, was it the mayor of L.A.? Is it the mayoral race or the, I thought it was a gubernatorial race. I thought it was the governor's race. Maybe it's the mayor's race. I've been saying governor's race this whole time. I don't know. Interesting stuff. The, oh, you know what? I wonder if this is, yeah, I should look that up. I thought Mayor Bass was running for governor. Let me just double check on this real quick. What do we have over here on the YouTube side? British Prime Minister Kennedy. Apple, Google. Let's just look it up. I'm just going to Google it because I really can't remember who's running for governor. California. Let's just do that. The it finally auto-filled after all that. Let's just it's thinking. It's thinking a little while. It's thinking. It's still thinking. What is it? Is it not on? I gotta be on. Yeah, I'm on my fiber here. I get plenty of fiber in my diet. The I cannot remember who's running for what over there. I thought it was the governor's race. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it is the, what happened to, there it is. I don't know. Here it is. The race for California's next governor is heating up ahead of the primary election, June 22nd, with Governor Gavin Newsom termed out, a crowded field of candidates. Yeah, so it is the governor's race then. I thought it was. Steve Hilton, Republican, a former Fox News commentator. He's a bald guy on Fox. And then Xavier Becerra, former U.S. Secretary of Health, Human Services. And, of course, something went wrong. I don't know. Let's see who else is running. I'm pretty sure that Bass was in the race for governor. And I think she stepped out. She was the mayor of Los Angeles, the way I understand it. She was running, and she has stepped down from the race. She was getting just lambasted by both sides. And she, now, you have to understand, there are some phone calls out there that she was on right before the fire happened to make it sound like she knew the thing was going to happen. It is. Now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor, and I'm just, this is all speculation and just suspicion on my part. I'm not making any formal allegations here. I'm just saying it's very suspicious what was going on there. So that's where I'm at with this whole thing. I don't know what you have heard there, Skippy, but the whole thing seems crazy to me. The one guy who's running that's kind of a wild card, I think he's running as a Republican. I'm not positively sure. I don't even see the list didn't come up right. Six candidates face off. Yeah, see, it's not even showing me just a list of people. It's just got those two, which is kind of weird. I just want a list of who's running for governor in California, period. Just give me a list of people. That's all I want to know. It's not giving me any of that. Let's see this. Show me more. Here we go. This has got better. Xavier Becerra, Steve Hilton, Tom Steyer, which is the Chad Bianco. I think it's Chad Bianco. Riverside County, no, I had the outspoken supporter of Donald Trump. Not him. Other notables, Tony Thornton, Thurman, Antonio Villalobos, Matthew Chase? Might be Matthew Chase. What just happened? I just heard something. It sounded like a message of some kind. I don't know. Maybe if you could find that information for me, that'd be great. I don't know. I can't. I think that's all. I think it's Matthew Chase. No, he's an entrepreneur. Yeah, that's all you got to say about that. Do you know who else is on the list? Can you tell who else is on the list? What are all the candidates that you know of? Do you know of any other candidates on there? Just curious. Uh-huh. Okay, well then that's didn't go very far with that then, did it? Let's talk to Artie and see what Artie has to say. Artie's usually the comments. Hey, yes, we are. I live. Yeah. Oh my word. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is So apparently down in Mar-a-Lago, there is a bunch of crypto investors put this, it's like $500,000 statue, $400,000 or something. They put up in at Mar-a-Lago. Apparently this is real. When I first saw it, I thought it was AI. I really thought it was fake and phony. I thought it looked like something out of, it literally looks like something from, you know, Babylon Bee or something like that. I just thought it was. I finally looked into it a little bit, had a little chance to check on it. And sure enough, this is probably a real thing. Let's just type in here. Let's just go to. Let's see. Yeah, it's why Trump's spiritual advisor dedicated a golden statue to the president. His spiritual advisor. Well, first of all, his spiritual advisor, folks. I'm not impressed. The person who is his spiritual advisor. Let's see if it's me. It might be in this article here somewhere. Mark Burns, an evangelical pastor, explains Trump supporters don't think of him as a godlike figure, even as the president posts pictures of himself as Jesus. Who is this lady? I think it's a lady, isn't it? I can't find it here. This is just all just advertisements. That's all it is. This aggravates the daylights out of me when they do this kind of stuff. This is nothing but a clickbait ad. Is all it is, and everything in here is advertisements. That's all there is to this article. I just read the whole thing to you. Mark Burns, an evangelical pastor, explains that Trump's supporters don't think of him as a godlike figure, even though President Trump said. It's by Isaac Kuttner, whatever it is, May 12th. Yeah, that's, I'm sorry, but that's, there's nothing in there. There's no article. I'm paging through here. There's nothing here. That's just so aggravating. When that happens, I don't understand that whole process. Why people? It's the top. It's in the New Yorker, but it's the top result in Google. And there's nothing to that article. There's no article there. Let's see what the USA Today has on here. Probably have to join something or be something. Don Colossus statue of Trump is not a golden calf, pastor insists. Let's see if we can find the name of the person who is actually Trump's spiritual advisor. Let's just get rid of that whole thing. Trump's spiritual advisor. Let's just put that in. Trump's spiritual advisor. Paula White. Now, I know that Paula White has been people think a lot of her. I know that. I'm sorry. I can't. Paula White Cain, formerly is a charismatic Christian pastor known for her televangelistic work and leadership in the faith community. She has served as a bridge between Donald Trump and the evangelical base, Trump administration and influence in early 2005. It was announced she would return to the White House as a special government employee and senior advisor for the New Faith Office. That was in 2025. I'm sorry, 2025. White Kane has has faced public scrutiny, including criticisms of her promotion of the prosperity gospel, which suggests financial contributions to her ministry. And folks, she has a lot of very staunch supporters. I'm sorry. I think she's a mess. And theologically, she's way off. First of all, she's just a woman who is... she's a mess. I could go into the whole psychological stuff, everything about her. There's a laundry list of things I could go into about who she is, why, what she is, how she speaks, everything about her. She's got a lot of things wrong with her. And I think she was behind approving this whole thing. Yeah, well, obviously everybody thinks it is, and it is, because it is. What's weird about this is I have not heard Donald Trump talk about this. I have not seen anything, any kind of comment about it. Has he said anything about it? I don't even know. Maybe are you aware of anything? I know he knows about it. I'm sure of that. It's all, because it's on him, the Mar-a-Lago property. He's got to know it's there. Somebody's going to put something like that on your property. I don't think you would know about it. Little kitty cats jumping all over the place here. She jumps up. She jumps up and then wonders how she's going to get down. You know, cats will climb up a tree and they can't figure out. They get scared about coming down, but they love climbing up. That's what this kitty cat's doing. So, I don't know. And maybe you've got more insight on that than I do. Feel free to discuss it further if you'd like. I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I guess the whole point of the whole thing is I don't have a lot of respect for Paula White. As a person, as a human being, yes, not as a leader, a spiritual leader, and how she's gotten to where she is, seems a little sketchy to me too. I don't understand the whole thing, how somebody like that gets into a position like that. But that's just, knowing what I know of the president, he's a transactional individual. There was probably some kind of deal worked out there. Oh, looky there. Odie sent a message. Odie is my agent, by the way. Not my agent. I don't have an agent, but I have an agentic agent. Text message from Odie. Watchdog is now online and monitoring incoming communications. Thanks, Odie. Now, let's see if it actually got anything. I don't know if it did have it. It's kind of interesting what's going on in the background. There's all kinds of things happening. There's like five different things going on. There's songs. Working on some songs, got some stuff going on with other things. Anyway, in fact, I need to take a short break here because I gotta fix this cat situation here. So just stand by for just a moment.
It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, according to me. It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news.
It's the news, yeah.
According to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
it's the news.
According to me.
Hey, the that's the AI input for this morning. That's all they're going to get from that. A couple of things that are going on. The Straits of Hormuz, some of the things are happening there. It's become quite evident from satellite pictures that they're possibly just dumping oil into the strait from Iran, because they're trying to keep from their oil isn't going anywhere, and they can't just cap off the wells apparently without having issues. And it's cheaper just to dump it into the ocean, which is into the water, and the straits there. So this could be a natural disaster happening right before our very eyes. We're talking millions of barrels a day, just continuously dumping in, and it's gonna. If they had a fishing industry in that area, that's gonna be gone for a long time. The mess it's going to create is just going to be astronomical. Ships are getting through. And, of course, now, recently, I believe there was an attack on, I think it was on someplace in an Arab country, that I believe Iran was able to launch some missiles. And that has now, the Arab countries are fully in. They're fully on board with anything that we do with Iran right now. There's a whole lot of political stuff. Now, on top of all of this, that everything that's going on there, Trump was, I think it was an interview with Bret Baier, if I remember right. He actually has said part of the whole thing, he wants to territorialize or make 50, he's saying to make the 51st state, but Venezuela, make Venezuela the 51st state. Now, of course, this would put Venezuela into, and again, it's all about oil. There's so much oil in Venezuela. It's estimated that it's actually more than all of Saudi Arabia. So there's a huge amount of oil there. And of course, they're finding more and more oil all over the place, which harkens me back to a day in about 1978 when I was a junior in high school, just starting to learn how to drive. I was 16 when I started my senior year in high school, so I was just starting to drive in my sophomore year. I'm sorry, my junior year. And I think I'd learned to drive. I was getting driver's ed in the summer of 78. And that's, of course, when all the stuff started happening, the energy crisis. We're at peak oil. We're at peak oil now. There wasn't going to be any more production. Production wasn't going to increase at all, even though our energy demands were increasing. We were told. And of course, if we continued to burn more fuel, that the world would freeze, because we have another ice age. That's what we were told back then. It wasn't global warming, it was global cooling. The earth is going to cool off and we're all going to die. We're going to freeze to death. Then it was, now we're going to cook, everything's going to fry. Of course, now whenever you get a forest fire, well, it's because of global warming. You know how much warmer it has to get before things just spontaneously start bursting into flames? Now it's called climate change. Climate change. Oh, see, the climate's changing. Oh, yeah. The only place the climate doesn't really change too much is Phoenix, Arizona. That's about it. It's just like 364 days a year. It's sunny there. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, there's probably 358. That's on 358 toothpicks. Anyway, I'm kind of going crazy here this morning. Time to take a little sip of tea. Unfortunately, I fixed my chai a little bit early this morning, even though it's in an insulated covered cup. It's cooled off quite considerably. It's still hot, though. But it's not like scorching your, you know, mouth and your throat all the way down, kind of hot. It's just kind of, it's still, it's just, you know, drinkable. It's warm. But the sweet tea, I literally just heated it up, got it all done, poured it over ice. And of course, it melted all the ice because it was pretty hot. There is still a little bit of ice in there. You can hear it in there. However, it's not quite as cold as, you know, my iced tea is not that cold and my hot tea is not that hot. So there you go. That's what the show is all about. The yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Sorry, I get sidetracked again here. How long has this show been going? It's been going a long time and nothing's happened. That's 36 minutes and you haven't learned anything probably from this. Not just a blabbering. Nobody has showed up in the chat box here this morning. It's kind of unusual. Usually people come wandering through. They just, you know, they're just clicking through channels. But nobody's gotten on here this morning. Once in a while they make comments. Like, you know, what are you talking about? What are you babbling on about there, old man? That's usually the comment I get. That's typically the comment I get. Getting that today. Yeah. So, I was hoping to have some more clips of some things. I'm planning on having more clips tomorrow because if this agentic thing is working at all by the end of the day, it's going to be doing my show prep for me, which in other words, it's going to come up with some, I'll basically tell it what to say, what to do. It'll just make things more efficient. It's not that it's going to come up with a show. The show is still going to be my show, but it's going to help me organize clips and get them ready to go and all that kind of stuff. It can do that kind of stuff. Whether or not it's able to do it by tomorrow is a whole other story. Hopefully it'll be able to do it sometime next week. In the future, it's going to be able to do that for me. This podcast caller app was supposed to be able to kind of do that for me. In fact, I had a side app I was going to have on another one called Show Prep. That's, you know, pretty ingenious name, really. It's just kind of a show prep app. And it was, and I could type in there and say, hey, here's, you know, grab the top current events and grab, links to videos, articles, anything like that. Just kind of pull it all together and then pop it up every day. And I think I can do that. I tried a couple different LLMs to do that. I think I used Gemini and a couple others. I think I used Claude even. None of them really did a good job with it. It was always kind of cantankerous, didn't really work that well. Now, I think with the help of the agent, I think I can actually get, because the agent just keeps working. It doesn't stop working. With a LLM model, you type something in, you know, you work on a prompt, you can kind of work on it, go back and forth a little bit, it asks some questions, and then it starts to do some coding. Well, then, so it comes out with the code. Well, then you have to go back through. You have to be right there and work with it. It's like a wrestling match. It's like an online wrestling match. Constantly going back and forth with this stuff. The weird part of that is that there's no way to just let turn it. Like if you walk away from your computer, it stops working. And once it has come up with a prompt, it's looking for the next prompt. There's a T on the end of that. And if you don't continue to respond and keep prompting it on, it'll stop working. And in fact, if you walk away for more than 5 minutes, it has to start all over again in its thinking. That's what most people don't realize, is that most of the thinking models have no context. They lose context. They have to go back over everything. And when they go back over everything, they can make mistakes. They can pick out things. The AI model will pick out things that it thinks that are important and throw away things that aren't that are important, not realizing, because it has to reevaluate the whole context again. Now, it does it very quickly. But it can forget stuff. And then by the time, there's been times I've worked for hours on a particular thread, working through an app problem or an app situation. And things that I said at the very beginning, it misses those things. I'll say, but this, now you're doing this, and we from the very beginning, we've said not to do this. This is something I don't want in this thing, and it's, now you're doing it. And there's nobody you can talk to, you know, from customer service, because it is its own customer service. By the way, it's one of the things that people don't think about. You know, what if you have a problem with an AI thing? Who do you go to? Well, they have AI for their customer service. you literally have to type in there, hey, I'm having a problem with my Claude account. Okay, well, let's fix it. So it's can I talk to somebody? No, you're talking to an AI thing. The AI is so smart, it can take care of it for you. No, it can't, folks. No, I'm just here to tell you, it cannot do that. Just send an email to support. And then you kind of have to wonder sometimes, who's sending me the email back? The very first response you get back is an automated response. I guarantee that's the first one. Someone will be with you right away. I'm sure they get plenty of emails every day, but it's kind of the way it works. However, that's kind of the way it works out. Now, tomorrow's show, again, I thought I had to leave earlier in the day. Apparently, I don't have to leave quite as early as I had earlier as I thought. I thought I had to be there in Chicago around noon. Looks like I don't have to be there till around 3. So I do have some more time in the morning to get some things done. However, I have some stops to make along the way. I've got to stop off to where my boat is going to be kept. I got to make sure they got some stuff done there and pick up some things and drop off some things and get things ready to go there. And then other than that, I should have a normal time show, but it'll be recorded. Tomorrow's show will be recorded. Be recorded a little bit earlier tomorrow, I think, than it is today, but because I won't have quite as much to do in the morning. But well, as far as this kind of busy work, get most of that done this evening. Folks, I just want to thank you for listening. We'll be back after this and talk about what's going to be on tomorrow's show, and then we'll go from there.
It's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
Yeah, according to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
it's the news.
Yeah, it's the news. According to me.
Yeah. So tomorrow's show will be, oh, that's the wrong one. Did I push that button? I almost pushed the wrong button. That could have been a disaster. The big red button is the one I had to push because it's the nuke button. Oops. Maybe not. That's a clip the green wire. I have tomorrow. Oh, my back is just. All right. Tomorrow, there will be a show, and we're going to hopefully have a lot of, we're going to have a lot of audio clips to play tomorrow. That's the plan. And then, of course, in the background will be all the AI people chiming in on stuff, too. But the big plan is tomorrow to have more stuff going on. Anyway, I guess the music should have been coming in, should have been fading in. It wasn't doing it. Here it comes, because it's relying on actual intelligence and not artificial intelligence. Folks, thanks for listening today for the last, maybe possibly the last live broadcast. In the meantime, God bless. And see ya.